here in D.C., it is starting to feel like fall outside, which means if it's fall, it's apple season. But which apple? Honeycrisp, Granny Smith, Red Delicious, you know, the classic. Well, if you have ever wondered this, there is a website you should visit. It is called applerankings.com. Now, this started as a joke. It has blossomed into something of an essential guide for apple lovers. Comedian Brian Frangi runs the website. Brian, welcome. Happy apple season to you.
Yes, happy apple season. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I know a lot of people say the holiday season is the most wonderful time of the year, but those people are wrong. It's apple season.
So, okay, talk me through the rankings. You rank them on a scale of 1 to 100, which starts with, I guess, the lowest batch would be apple hell, including, give me some of the subcategories there.
Many apples fall into the horse food category, which are apples that are not meant for human consumption. And it goes all the way up to the immaculate apple, which I have yet to discover.
How seriously do you take all this? I did introduce you as a comedian.
Yes, I take this with the utmost of seriousness. This is my life's work. Most people don't know me as a comedian. Most people don't know me. But if they do know me, they know me as a person who ranks apples. And I've made it my life's purpose to find every single apple variety that exists on this planet, taste it, and rank it. And I think that's a good enough life to live. I mean, what else is there?
I love it. What is your most controversial pick?
Currently on my website, the Macintosh apple is ranked 50 out of 100. And in my comment section, you might see a ton of people telling me I'm wrong. This puts my entire ranking system into question, that I should be ashamed of myself. And, you know, on the rare occasion, I get an email threatening bodily harm. And so I decided every year I'm going to find a Macintosh apple and try it. And this year, I literally went to an orchard during peak Macintosh season, and I asked a farmer to give me their best Macintosh apples. And this farmer assured me, these are the ripest, these are the best Macintoshes you can find. And I tried it. And the end result is, I am going to lower the score. It was worse than I remembered.
Let me end by asking, which apples do you actually like? What's your favorite?
Well, for many years, my number one apple was the Sweet Tango apple. But I do have a fear that, and this is the first time I'm ever saying this out loud, publicly, I am a little concerned about the quality and future of the Sweet Tango apple. I truly hope that the quality remains, but there have been several inconsistent seasons. And it worries me because I haven't ranked number one and my reputation stands behind the quality of this apple. And when a consumer tries a Sweet Tango and it's not quite as good as I made it out to be, then my entire life's legacy is undermined.
Well, I will join you in sending hopes and love to the Sweet Tango and hope that that is not your fate. Brian, thanks so much for talking us through it.
My pleasure.
Brian Frangi, he's creator and curator of applerankings.com.